The local unit reached its best level since mid-April against the dollar today, breaking through the 14 mark, while gold has still managed to stay above the $1,400 an ounce level. And of course, this both a risky asset and a safe haven asset that are garnering interest at the same time. So joining us on the line to make sense of it all is Alfonso Esparza from Oanda. Thanks so much, Alfonso, for joining us this evening. So we've got collapsing bond yields driving world stocks to new highs. Right at the top, I've got to ask, what's your assessment of risk appetite at the moment?
I think the market is very obviously going for risk. So the appetite is high. And we have to thank the central banks. So right now, central banks around the world are definitely driving sort of the easing monetary policy. We've seen sort of the ECB heavily hint at it. The Fed being sort of the latest and the most shocking because they were already hiking rates. Now they're cutting rates very soon. So that is what's driving sort of that risk appetite. The central banks are getting out of the way and trying to stimulate growth, and that's good for stocks.
Yeah, of course, it's that waning or growing risk appetite, I should say, that usually exerts pressure on a safe haven asset like gold. But that rising, and simultaneously, we've got the rand rising too. It's that prospect of interest rate cuts that are fueling the momentum and supporting both of these assets concurrently. What do you make of the anomaly?
Actually, so they do have something in common, and that something is the U.S. dollar. So in a very sort of normal environment, let's say, the dollar would probably be the preferred safe haven if anything is going on in the world. But what we currently have is that America is being the source of that uncertainty with, like, the trade war and having, like, disputes with China and now opening the front door to the European Union. So that leaves some room for other asset classes to actually go to the forefront. So now that is the main reason that gold is having a moment this year and has been strong after, like, the Fed signaled that they're going to cut rates. Gold was able to rise and be the preferred safe haven given the problems that the U.S. has internationally, and that has driven investors to seek the yellow metal over the greenback.
Absolutely. Looking at that gold price, as I say, trading above $1,400 an ounce. On the technical front, we've had traders saying that spot gold may retest resistance at $1,435 an ounce. What are your forecasts looking like?
Yeah, for the longest time, the biggest psychological barrier was the 1350 level, so 1,350. And various times we saw that it almost touched or break a bit and then broke. But it was just the G20 and all the expectations. That definitely gave a lot of upside to the gold. And what we're seeing right now is with the Fed signaling cuts and what we can expect going forward in regards to uncertainty. And we still remember, we still have Brexit to be concluded. We still have sort of trade wars hit left and right. So that would definitely give room to gold to go higher. And so it would not be out of the ordinary if we see, like, the 1500 price level break.
Okay. How much of that optimism filtering through to South Africa's local unit from your end? Because, of course, we've got the rand finding support as the hunt for yield is on. What are you making of current valuations as they stand, given the domestic risks we face, which could see us venture further into junk status as far as our credit rating is concerned?
I think what we see in South Africa, something we see in sort of an emerging markets at this juncture, is the sort of trade optimism versus growth concerns. So if trade, we're starting to see that, yes, there's probably going to be more disputes, but they might be resolved quickly and is just posturing, then that actually fuels growth going forward. And in regards to South Africa, the carry trade appeal is there. So we'll start to see investors try to measure that, how their risk appetite, what are the levels, and they're definitely going to be flowing if it satisfies their needs. Also, the fact that the Fed is willing to cut rates, and it has given, right now, the market anticipates up to 3 rate cuts this year as a possibility.
Absolutely.
Maybe 2. So that helps the rand higher.
Yeah, well, of course, it's in this context that one wonders that while, you know, while investors are prepared to take on more risk in search for better returns, whether or not we're sitting pretty close to hitting those risk parameters for now, given all that's at play on the geopolitical scene. Alfonso, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, senior markets analyst at Doanda, Alfonso Esparza.